Blog Talk Radio.
Once again, coming at you are 5,000 watts of friendship and reaching all four corners of Equestria, reaching everywhere from Sweet Apple Acres to the Crystal Empire. You are tuned into Karen Too Loud Radio here on blogtalkradio.com. It's the good old MC Mike Chick, and it's Thursday, April 10th, 2014. Folks, it's our 50th episode of Karen Too Loud Radio, and I am so excited we've made it this far. Yeah, it's not 100, but we'll take it. So get ready for 2 hours of awesome My Little Pony music, news, and everything that makes the Brony community 20% cooler in about 2 hours flat. You are listening to Karen Too Loud Radio here on blogtalkradio.com.
have been just perfect. The kind of day of which I've dreamed since I was small. Every pony I'll soon control, every stallion mare and foal. Who says a girl can't really have it all?
Sugar Rush, our pony nation.
Hopelessly Romantic by Kalenbai. Before that was Ponyville Nights by Aisu. The Shanghams of Ponyville with Pinky Vibrations. And This Day Aria Changeling Mix featuring Jessa by Yerobi Brony. Once again, coming at you for 5,000 watts of friendship, reaching all four corners of Equestria, touching everywhere from Sweetheart Blakers to the Crystal Empire, you are tuned into Canterlot Radio here on blogtalkradio.com. It's the Gold MC, Mike Check, and it's Thursday, April 10th, 2014. And this is our 50th episode of Canterlot Radio here on blogtalkradio.com. And we thank you for joining us because we've got a lot to talk about. But of course, as always, we've got to kick it over to our sponsors, for whom without, we probably wouldn't be here for 50 episodes. Probably wouldn't be here for 5. Just saying. Derby Hooves News, the latest My Little Pony news, media, and fan-created content. DerbyHoovesNews.com. Silver Slinger, producer of some of the finest My Little Pony jewelry. Etsy.com/shop/SilverSlingersGoods. Crystal Mountain Pony Con, June 6th to the 7th at the Radisson Hotel in Salt Lake City, Utah. Visit CrystalMTPonyCon.com for more information. The Grand Brony Gala, August 15th to the 17th at the Embassy Suites near Busch Gardens in Tampa, Florida. Confirmed guests so far include the very talented Kathy Westlook, Miss Michelle Krieber, Black Griffin, GM Barrow, the team of My Little Investigations, and our good buddy Draw Ponies. Of course, with many, many, many more names to come. So if you haven't decided on going yet, maybe now's the time for you to get decided. And of course, TrotCon, June 20th through 22nd at the Sheridan Columbus at Capitol Square in Columbus, Ohio. Guests confirmed so far do include the very lovely Andrea Libman, Mr. Peter New, himself, Big McIntosh, the Eurobeat Brony Man, Heather Breckel, who, by the way, we got to meet this past weekend. We'll talk about that a little bit later on in the program. Pixel Kitties, Cyril the Wolf, the Bronies for Good, Silver Slayer, Pony Toast from True Equestria Radio, Animated James, TJ Carson, and some guy named Dennis Daniel, who many know as Mychik. Wait a minute, that's me! And yes, we are counting down the days. We are now at 70 days, 18 hours, 40 minutes, and 25, 24, 23, 22, 21, 20 seconds from TrotCon 2014. And last but not least, Captured My Soul, custom lockets and necklaces of My Little Pony and Cutie Marks. Etsy.com/shop/CapturedMySoul. So I hope you're having a great week so far. I thank you for joining us. I know Thursday is not normally our strongest day to do a show, but we felt that yesterday deserved its own special day for someone who the pop culture community lost. And I know what you're thinking. You know, Mike Check, it's nothing to do with My Little Pony, so why talk about it? Because at my heart, I'm also a wrestling fan, and we've got to talk about the passing of Brian Helwig, who many know best as the Ultimate Warrior. For those who don't know, in the 80s, when wrestling was, you know, getting on its feet, one superstar stood head above shoulders and brought this electricity that many had never seen in a wrestling ring before. And his name was the Ultimate Warrior. He not only talked in insane, crazy, you know, speech, but he also showed incredible power with his ultimate finishing move, the running splash, normally preceded by the gorilla press drop. He'd pick a guy up in the air, then drop him on his back, and then he'd run off a turnbuckle, off a rope, and then splash on him. And of course, his greatest match was at WrestleMania VI in the Ultimate Challenge with Hulk Hogan for title. At the time, he was the Intercontinental Champion, and Hulk Hogan was the WWE Champion. And he is the only superstar in WWE history to hold both the WWE Championship and the Intercontinental Championship. And this past Saturday, before WrestleMania, he was inducted into the Hall of Fame, and he came on Raw to thank his fans and for letting him come back to the WWE, where he called home. And then sometime Tuesday afternoon, he collapsed outside his hotel where he was taken to the hospital and later pronounced dead. And on Tuesday, we lost, I think, one of the greatest superstars of all time, certainly one of the most charismatic ones. And He had incredible matches. Pro Wrestling Illustrated named him the Feud of the Year with The Undertaker and the Match of the Year in 1990 with Hulk Hogan at WrestleMania 6. And we just lost a truly great guy. Sure, he had his own personal demons and, you know, bitterness with Vince McMahon reared its ugly head more than once. But but we all know that one day we're going to see that warrior compete again. And now he has truly gone to the true parts unknown, heaven. So, Mr. Hellwig, Ultimate Warrior, thank you for everything you've given us, and we'll see you real soon. My little tribute. I'm sorry. So anyway, enough of the sad who died. We've actually got to talk to you guys for a brief moment about what's going on in the next couple of weeks here on Canterlot Radio. Now, I know we've been kind of, you know, goofing off a little bit with the show, but I promise you guys we got new stuff coming along the way. However, before we can get to the new stuff, Canterlot Radio's got to take a small hiatus. It's not going to be long. It's just going to be for 2 weeks because Mike Chick here got himself a two-week job. And unfortunately, the hours correlate with the hours of the show. And that wouldn't be fair to do a show at 11 o'clock when I'm tired and not on my top A game. So for 2 weeks, we're going to be off the air. But April 30th, we'll come back with brand new stuff. We've got some great guests lined up for May. And we are so excited because summertime's almost here, which means it's almost time for some cool cons that we're going to be going to. And that actually leads us into our next announcement. Next week, our Indiegogo campaign for Everfree Northwest and BronyCon will go live. So you will be able to help us get to both of these incredible conventions and get some cool merchandise as well. We've got signed prints. We've got shot glasses, custom shot glasses that you're not going to find anywhere else. They can feature the main six, Cutie Mark, whatever. We're getting a bunch of these printed up. We're in talk. We're going to be talking to some voice actors, see if they'll be more than happy to record something for you. Maybe a 30-second ringtone or a stinger or something. Of course, all these details will be featured on our site at CanterlotRadio.com, so bear with us. I promise you will not be disappointed because we always aim to please on our show. And with our Indiegogo, we use that. Again, we don't use the money for ourselves. We use it to help us get to these conventions to cover them and bring you guys interviews. And every Northwest got some incredible guests. BronyCon's got some incredible guests. We just need some help getting there to do the interviews. So anyway, let's talk about this week's episode. Testing, 1, 2, 3. So Rainbow Dash has to study for a test to prepare herself for an exam to become a member of the Wonderbolt Reserves. Now, of course, White Sparkle tries her best help out, but she's an egghead, and no one wants to learn from an egghead. So Rainbow Dash gets bored. And I don't blame her. That's boring. Who wants to listen to Twilight talk? I mean, other than other eggheads. So Rainbow Dash struggles with studying. And that's something we all do. We all got to find our own special needs for studying. So we then turn to Rarity, who's trying to help Twilight, or Fluttershy, who's trying to help Twilight study by using the main six pets to tell the story of the formation of the Wonderbolts. Goes over like a lead balloon. That's when we get to Pinkie Pie, and we got to play this because this is awesome. So ladies and gentlemen, this, I think, is truly awesome. Pinkie Pie's rap about the history of the Wonderbolts. Again, pretty cool. I think that was one of the best songs of this entire season right there. Andrea, I can't wait to tell her about this. This is awesome. So anyway, goes over like a lead balloon as well. So Rarity tries to help out by showing the historical fashions that the Wonderbolts embraced with their uniforms. And that doesn't really help either. And Applejack has no advice for Rainbow to study. Oh, big shock right there. So while Rainbow Dash is flying, you know, feeling down the dumps, Twilight's talking to her as they fly. And then we learn something. Rainbow has a hidden talent. She uses her Pegasi abilities of observation to memorize. So using that, along with her pony friends and all the citizens of Ponyville, they are able to help her memorize everything she needs for her exam. And of course, she passes. How awesome is that? So Rainbow Dash learns that sometimes you got to take an unconventional method to apply to conventional studying techniques. So everyone's got their own trick for memorizing. May not be the tried and true way, but hey, it's your way. Stick to it. I just want to talk about one of the characters from while she was flying over and learning. Yeah, one of them looked awful lot like Cap'n Crunch. Anyone notice that? Cap'n Crunch. I'm just looking at him right now. It's freaking Cap'n Crunch. I salute thee, Cap'n Crunch. Admiral Fairweather. He looks too much like freaking Cap'n Crunch. I'm going to upload a photo of this to Twitter. So if you guys have not seen this, you will love this. So anyway, enough of that. And actually, we're going to be talking about that a little bit in a few moments about the Pony Poll. Well, anyway, last week's Pony Poll, we asked you guys, what is your favorite Flim Flam Brothers scam? The Super Speedy Cyrus Queen 6000 or the Miracle Tonic? And in a landslide, 86% of the votes, you guys said the Super Speedy Cyrus Queen 6000 was the best Flim Flam Brothers scam. So anyway, this week's Pony Poll from testing 1, 2, 3, which of the main six's study methods was your favorite? Head over to carolinaradio.com and vote during our next block of music and make your voice heard each week and every week through the Pony Poll. Seriously, he looks like Cap'n Crunch. Darn you, Fairweather. You Cap'n Crunch looking pony. So anyway, let's get into our next block of music here on Carolot Radio. Sun featuring Mim J 2013 by Carbon Maestro here on Canterlot Radio's 50th episode of Awesomeness. Why do you look like Cap'n Crunch? We'll be right back.
She looks outside her window at the rising sun, and she also looks at the same time at her beloved one. Dinky's sorting out the mail for her in such a thoughtful way. She saddles up her bags and peeks in the looking glass and hears her daughter say, "Hey mommy, can you see how good you look today? Your right eye has a sparkle and the left one wants to play. Your mane looks extra shiny and your feathers extra soft. Your cutie mark reminds me that our love will never pop. Oh, diddy-doo, all the world's in love with you. It's like your fresh-baked muffin and the rest of us are you. Oh, Derby, tell me, can those bright eyes make a living happier for every pony?" She takes off down the road in search of the day's first home, and although it takes a moment, she pops a boutique. A white mare canters out and her lips rise from a pout when she cannot help but shout hello to that great streak. Then in the marketplace where every eye knows her face, she's greeted by their good grace and she has none to spare. A farm mare selling apples tosses a friend a hatful. It's more than she can grapple, but she thanks the mare. Though she's a little wonky, each pony and each donkey together and all on key sing for her a song. Like your fresh-baked muffin and the rest of us are you. Ah, Derby, tell me, can those bright eyes see? You make a living happier for every pony. Long ago that I didn't know who I was going to become. I thought I saw the whole world laid out in front of me, and I couldn't be any more scared than that. I saw a world full of dark, no color, no light, no laughter. Well, we've all been there, right? Out of the dark, six kind of souls came into my life, and this is what I said. You've gotta bring back the kid inside, full of innocence. Don't be afraid, spread your love like cadence. You got a ways left to go, but it won't hurt to let it show.
And did they do to Debbie Who? Did they do to Debbie Who? It seems that something's caused a stir amongst the news. Did they do to Debbie Who? Did they do to Debbie Who? I'm feeling pinky keen, I'll pass it on to you. This is Did They Do to Derby Who. I hope you're doing well. And I've seen the bronies put you in their art. Yes, I hope that one day we won't be apart. And I'm sure that I won't be away for long. But for now I feel like I really belong here, where everything's a when I close my broken
over. Let's switch it out. Okay. Strange Muffinality plus Dizzying Heights by Clevisound. Dream Song with My Equestria, A Centrifuge with Bright Eyes, a Wonky Anthem, and Carbon Maestro with Sun featuring Mim J 2013. And once again, coming at you are 5,000 watts of friendship and touching all four corners of Equestria. It's Camelot Radio here on blogtalkradio.com. And as always, I am the one and the only MC Mike Chick, and it's Thursday, April 10th, 2014. So, that being said, it's now time to dive into the fascinating world of My Little Pony news and information with the one, the only, it's so good, 4 out of 5 pony doctors recommend it, it's the News Stable! Bringing you the latest news in the My Little Pony community, it's the News Stable! And now, here's Mike Chick. This is the News Stable for Thursday, April 10th, 2014, and as always, it's the good old MC Mike Chick, bringing you the very latest in the world of My Little Pony. That's delivered to me via Falcon. News Falcon, report! Thank you, noble friend. News Falcon, away! You know, now that Colbert's been announced as the new host for The Late Show, I guess we're going to have to take that eagle with us then. Because we rent the eagle from Colbert. It's his Falcon Eagleton. So I guess he'll be looking for a new home. So we will more than happily give Eagleton a new home here on the News Stable. Well, anyway, that being said, let's dive into the world of My Little Pony news and information. What was once thought to be canceled is now being reopened, and Toy Wiz is taking pre-orders for the My Little Pony theme edition of The Game of Life. That's right, life has been like a roller coaster since it was announced a while back, and it looks like we finally have a happy ending to its cancellation on Canceled Legacy. Sweetie Bot fired emails off to both Toy Wiz and USopoly, and both confirmed that Toy Wiz is now taking pre-orders for The Game of Life. So, this August, you can play The Game of Life as either Princess Twilight Sparkle, Doctor Who's, Derpy, or DJ Pwn 3. How awesome is that? I would buy it. So you can play as 3 fan favorites and Princess Twilight Sparkle. You know, that's not too bad, actually. I think that's actually pretty cool. So it is Hasbro's way of giving fans what they want. But only when they will acknowledge Derpy's name will we be happy. I don't know. I might play this. I used to play the Monopoly My Little Pony. And that makes me wonder, what other games could be pony-fied? Connect Four would be kind of tough. Scrabble would be kind of weird. What else could be? How would you turn Hungry Hungry Hippos into a My Little Pony? I guess Hungry Hungry Applejack? Nah, or Hungry Hungry Pinkie Pie? Oh, wow. A lot of great games that could be ponified. Shoots and Ladders would be kind of neat to see as My Little Pony. Oh, feel bad for those kids that fell down those ladders. Horrible. But maybe we'll ask you guys a little bit later on today during the program to tweet us some of your tweet some games that might be good as My Little Pony vibe versions. Well, anyway, if you like contests, and who doesn't, then this one just may be up your brony alley. Shout Factory has announced the ultimate My Little Pony Friendship is Magic giveaway. Let's see. Oh, sorry. In honor of a dash of awesome, they are giving away not only 5 copies of the all-new DVD, plus you 5 winners will also get a limited edition animation cell from My Little Pony Friendship is Magic. That's right, you heard it here, My Little Pony animation cell. How awesome is that? You get a chance to win a piece of My Little Pony history with a cell used for the animation of the series. And they're giving away 5 of these. Now, normally animation cells are very rare. I mean, you go to any anime convention, you'll see someone selling cells from different shows like Inuyasha and Ranma and Pokemon and Bebop. And these will go in the hundreds to thousands of dollars because they're very rare. You just can't get an animation cell for cheap. Like I'm gonna go on eBay right now and see what an animation cell would go for right now. So we go here. See. Oh, cool. Apparently, a Super Mario Brothers animation cell of King Koopa, $30. Yeah, I actually might have to put a bid on that. Oh, you also got a Bill and Ted one for $30. Ooh, a Doug one's for about $100. Wow. I was wondering, where do you get all these different... Ooh, a real Ghostbusters one, $20. Well, okay. So those are maybe good examples, but we turn it over. We see some Disney ones going for $7,500. We see a Top Cat $5,000. So animation sales not only can be very pricey but very rare. Heck, a Mickey Mantle Pixar animation sale of Bugs Bunny, $5,000. So they say, all right, my trigger, enough tell us about sales. How do we enter to win the pony one? Okay, so here's what you got to do to enter the My Little Pony contest for a chance to win the animation sale. All you got to do is head over to the Shout Factory Kids Facebook page, facebook.com/ShoutKids. You'll see a post on there, the Ultimate My Little Pony Friendship is Magic Prize Pack. All you do is like their page and comment your favorite pony or your favorite episode of My Little Pony and your inner twin. And they will announce the winners, looks like, on sometime around April 30th. So if you've ever wanted to win a sale from My Little Pony, now's your chance. And for the record, if I do win this, I can't give this away. No, that would be crazy. I got to keep it. It's an animation sale. Get that signed by the main six. You've got some cha-ching. That's still pretty cool, though. A My Little Pony animation cell. To think, you could own a piece of pop culture history. Let's face it, this new My Little Pony has taken off like a rocket. It's become a global phenomenon. So who wouldn't want to own a piece of that history? I know I would. Well, anyway, you have until April 30th to enter. Details can be found in the show notes for this program, carolotradio.com/episode50.html. We will post a link later on today so you don't miss out on anything that's going on with this contest, because everyone's got to enter to win this. And last but not least, because she is our friend and because we've had her on a few weeks ago, the April 8th winner of the Wheel of Fine T-shirt contest was announced, and once again, our good friend Leakfish has won. And for those who don't know, we talked about an awesome My Little Pony Fighter character selection page for a upcoming T-shirt, and it won. So we are so excited to see Leakfish's awesome design. Not only does she follow us, she's also a big fan of the show, and we are so happy that we could help her out by promoting her stuff on the air. And, you know, Leakfish, you're very talented. I don't see why she's not more popular. I mean, right here, this should be the reason that it should be. That she should be getting all these followers. So if you have not followed her, head over to Twitter and follow her at Leakfish, because she is a very, very talented artist. And who knows, she may even do some work for us. You might be able to purchase. I don't know. We'll have to wait for it. But anyway, head over to welovefine.com, click on their features section, and you can even order your awesome character selection My Little Pony shirt. I know I will. Maybe. But anyway, I guess that's going to do it for this installment of the News Table.
This has been the News Table. Tune in next week for the latest news in the My Little Pony community. Back to you, Mike Chuck.
Well, don't tune in next week because we won't be here. We'll be back on the 30th with more awesomeness that is Carolot Radio. But anyway, enough about why we're not going to be here. Let's talk about why we are here, to play awesome music. So here we go. Those Wings by Mush. I hope those wings aren't mush. Here on Carolot Radio.
We'll be right back. was high as she got up on stage and started to perform her show. And as she shared her tricks, I could feel the love inside of me begin to grow. And my heart said, don't you dare let her go.
Maybe thousands of ponies there by far. Are you sure? I could find a little corner I could muse for a day.
Don't listen to Pinkie Pie. She's gone off the hay. And as sure as the wonder bolt flies, we are on our way.
The pony road to
Canterbury. Flying free.
The bird will try.
Forest Rain with On Our Way. Before that was Trixie by Forest Rain as well. Little Third with 8-Bit Apocalypse and Mush with Those Wings. And you're listening to Cancel Out Radio here on blogtalkradio.com. It is Thursday, April 10, 2014, and it's exactly 4:10 p.m. on 4:10. 4:10 and 4:10. That's funny, right? That's doing funny. 4:10 on 4:10. Yeah. Aw, darn it. I think a screenshot and I missed it. Poop. Well, anyway, it's now time for Mike Check's Bronetry Corner, where we feature an incredible piece of My Little Pony poetry each week on the program. However, because we are traveling to our nation's capital this weekend for the Cherry Blossom Festival, a wonderful time for those who are in D.C., I thought I'd read a poem about these wonderful petals. By Mary Fumento, Cherry Blossoms Adrift. Pink petals passing, scents above so high. Painted porcelain perfection, blossoms caress the sky. Swaying silent shroud, suitors strolling by, pink petals passing, lover's gentle sigh. Pastel hues falling, slow fluttering grace, pink petals passing, lighting streams in lace. Pink petals passing, smoothest transit by, soft essence floating in most subtle lullaby. Inducing springtime slumber upon a satin shore, sailing with the current, pink petals pass before. Mary Fumento with Cherry Blossoms Adrift. If you got a poem you want featured on our program, send it to us at canceloutradio@gmail.com, and we'll most definitely read it on the program. Now, before we get into our next block of music here on Cancel Out Radio, I want to talk to you for a quick second about something that we are doing. For those who don't know, we do a monthly follower contest on our Twitter page. And after much consideration and thought, we have decided that this month's prize will be the very sought-after Discord promotional foil from the Discord box for the My Little Pony trading card set. That's right. Now, I bought this a couple of weeks ago along with one of the prizes for one of our winners, and I got this unique card inside. However, I was shocked when that one card turned into two. I got two Discord promos, and instead of keeping both of them to myself, I figure I'd give one away to one of you lucky pony folk out there. So all you got to do is head over to Twitter, follow us at Cancelout Radio, and you're entered. And if we hit 1,400 followers by April 30th, then we will give the card away. We're already at 1,346, which means we only need 64 more, or 54 more followers. And we are good to go. So make sure you get the word out that we are giving away the special Discord promo so we can give it away to one of you lucky bronies out there. I promise next month we will do the McDonald's toys. So if you have not collected them, next month we are going to purchase them and give them away to one of you lucky fans. How's that sound? I mean, that sounds pretty neato, Frito Bandito, man. Well, anyway, next up on the awesomeness that is Cancel Out Radio, 20% Cooler by the Shakeups in Ponyville here on Canterlot Radio.
She can wear shades, 'cause she's Rainbow Dash. Kicks into high gear with much sass, like daring do. She's adventurous when she's on her own. Sonic Rainbow, the best young flyer, moving the clouds lower and higher. She plays real hard and gets so wired when she's in the zone.
I'm the type of pony every pony should know. I'll be the one to watch the girl in the flow. I'm the type of pony, every pony should know. I'll be the toast of the town, the girl on the go. I'm the type of pony, every pony should know. I'll be the one to watch the girl in the flow. I'm the type of pony, every should know. See how they hang on every word that I speak. My approving glance is what they all see. The creme de la creme, not just another Jane Doe.
Started to change. There's nothing wrong, but they still want me corrected. Why can't you just let me do what I do? I'm not hurting anyone, so why are you? Could you try and change? You have always been. What did I do wrong? I never wanted any other. I'm sorry if I ever offended any of you, but I am who I am. There's not much more that I can do. A wise man once said that friendship was magic. The way I see it, it's been nothing but tragic. I tried my best and it wasn't quite there. A fairy tale but no happy ending for this mare. Could you try and change who I've always been? What did I do wrong? I never wanted any of this. I'm sorry if I ever offended any of you, but I am who I am. There's not much more that I can do. A wise man once said that friendship was magic. The way I see it, it's been nothing but tragic. I tried my best and it wasn't quite there. A fairy tale but no happy ending for this mare.
To the awesome sounds of Between Fairy Tales and Happy Endings by Prince. Whatever. It's not just whatever, it's Prince. He's the Prince of whatever. Every Pony, becoming popular by Replacer, Wonders by Phony Brony, and 20% Cooler by The Shakeups in Ponyville. And you're listening to Karen Chill Out Radio here on blogtalkradio.com. It's me, it's the good old MC Mike Chick. It's Thursday, April 10th, 2014, and I've actually gone an entire show without screwing up the date. How awesome is that? Well, anyway, I want to give a special happy birthday shout-out to one of our faithful listeners, Cole the Pony. It is his birthday in 3 days, which will be Sunday. Fortunately, we will not be here to celebrate because we will be in D.C. We are going, again, we're going to the Cherry Blossom Festival, and we're looking for some bronies out there to take their picture and feature on our site. If you're there, great. We'll take your picture, feature it here on the site. If you're not, well, we'll see some ponies up there and hopefully get some photos. But speaking of ponies in the media, for those of you who are fans of the hit Fox animated series Bob's Burgers, apparently the Brony spinoff episode, The Equestronauts, will air this Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. First up, I can't wait to see this episode. It's going to be hilarious just because they're poking fun at the Bronies. And they're actually going to a con, much like BronyCon, Only instead of brony, they're called equestricles. Ha ha ha. Equestria and testicles put together. That's cute. But anyway, when Tina gets tricked out of a very rare pony figurine she has by a super avid fan, it's up to Bob to get it back for her. So will Bob be able to get back the figurine that was conned out of Tina, or will the equestricles rise supreme? Equestricle, that's so terrible, but I love it. So the Equestronauts air this Sunday at 7 on Bob's Burgers on Fox. I have no idea how to feel. Equestronauts. It has been quite a screwy week. Undertaker's streak of WrestleMania has been broken. The Ultimate Warrior's dead. Colbert is leaving the Colbert Report. Brody's being made fun of on Fox. I don't know how to feel. It's been a very emotionally draining week for me. Well, hopefully the Cherry Blossom Festival will make things better. Well, anyway, enough of this soppy stuff. Let's continue on into our last block of music here on KNR Lot Radio. Secret Crush by the Shakeups in Ponyville. Here. On the 50th episode of Cancer Lot Radio.
She fills my mind with flowers. I'm counting down the hours until I can see her again. Stylish with so much beauty. That unicorn rarity, but she sees me as just a friend. She's my secret crush. I'm crushing secretly, but I'm just a young dragon, you see. I'd love to tell her the tale of her knight in shining.
Oh, man.
again. Do it again. Do it again. We're back on the air. Oh, okay. And that was Saddle Arabia, Do It Again remix by Freewave. And we'll do it again. Just, I love that. Little Wings by Snoopy 2011. No relation to the Peanuts character. And Secret Crush by the Shakeups in Ponyville. And, you know, speaking of the Shakeups in Ponyville, have you guys heard this awesome plug they did for us? Let's just listen to this.
Hi, everypony. We're the Shakeups in Ponyville.
And you are listening to Canterlot Radio.
One, two, three, four.
Mike Jack. Behind the brony with Mike Jack. My little pony with Mike Jack. Friendship is magic on Canterlot Radio.
I love that. That is so cool. Mike Chick, that's me. Mike Chick, that's me. Mike Chick, that's me. I love that. That's so cool. Well, anyway, before we let you all go for the next couple of weeks, let's go ahead and open up the magical letter envelope that we call Letters to Celestia. So, okay, this is the last one I used for a couple of weeks, so my back gets a break. Let's see. All right, here we go. All right, take it away, Uncle Grandpa.
Thanks, Bobo.
Still weird. Then again, that's the most normal thing that's happened this week. Well, anyway, this week's letter comes from a unicorn named Lyra Heartstrings, and she writes, Dear Princess Celestia, today I learned that all friends grow apart. Whether it happens now, tomorrow, or 20 years from now, it will happen. Despite that, we should always embrace our friendships while they last, and remember, it isn't our fault that we aren't together anymore. Your faithful student, Lyra Heartstrings. Oh, that's kind of a dark one this time. But it touches on a very important thing. Sometimes we can't stay in contact with our friends 24/7. And even with the advent of social media like Facebook, Twitter, and Google+, it's not the same as human interaction. I remember the days of high school when me and my friends Nick Hoff and Buddy, we'd all sit around playing the trading cards and talking the Pokemoons and all that whatnot. Well, now we've grown, you know, we haven't grown apart per se. We've gone our separate ways. You know, he's now a very successful pet trainer, and I'm still a radio personality trying to find his way in this pony-filled world we call home. However, I am confident that we will be able to find our ways, and when we meet each other again, hopefully real soon, we'll be able to tell incredible stories of our journeys. So while it is true that some friendships don't last very long, it's important to enjoy the time that you have together, because you never know what could have been if you don't even experiment with what could have been. So what I'm trying to say is enjoy the friendships while you have them, because the one thing that can never die is your memories. And have a touch of friendship in your heart. Well, hopefully that made a little sense. Anyway, thank you very much, Lyra. Thank you for taking time from sitting on that bench to write to us, and we'll get this letter to the princess post-haste. Wow, a letter from Lyra. That's kind of a rare thing, or though we have a letter from her. How can she write if she's just sitting there? She doesn't have a desk. Unless that bench has a desk on it. Hang on one second. I'm just trying to see here. Yeah, why is she just sitting there? She's sitting there with Bon Bon, who, by the way, has many different voice actresses. Go figure. She's sitting there. She's up to something. Wait a minute. What if she's secretly planning the downfall of Equestria as we speak? Nah, don't worry about it, Eddie. Don't worry about it. Or could it? Well, unfortunately, folks, that's going to do it for this installment of Canterlot Radio. I thank you all for tuning in for our 50th episode and making it special. And I want to thank you guys for listening to us for these 50 episodes, because I know that we're kind of goofballs and turkeys and hams, but we appreciate you guys taking the time from your busy day to tune into us and help us make your day a little bit cooler. I want to remind everyone to go ahead and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Canterlot Radio. Follow us on Twitter at Canterlot Radio so you can enter to win the promotional Discord foil card. It's pretty cool. You're going to want it. Also, follow us on our new Tumblr page, Tumblr. or canceloutradio.tumblr.com. You can also subscribe to our YouTube channel. We had just got word from the creator of Doctor Who, The Last Wanderer. The next episode is ready. We will hopefully be able to upload it to our YouTube before we leave for DC this weekend. If not, we will play it when we get back on the 30th. So you guys will be able to hear the second awesome chapter in the Doctor Who's The Last Wanderer saga. Also, be sure to take part in this week's Pony Poll. From testing 123, which of the main six study habits was your personal favorite? Head over to carolotradio.com and vote in this week's Pony Poll. A reminder, once again, we will not be doing the show for 2 weeks. We will come back April 30th with all new episodes. So don't forget about us. And if you really need to have more of us, be sure to go and listen to our past episodes here on Blog Talk Radio. We got 50 of them. You can listen to a whole bunch. Anyway, also a reminder, next week our Indiegogo for Everfree Northwest and BrodyCon goes live. So hopefully we will have more information come this Monday. So unfortunately we are out of time. So this is a reminder that wherever you go in life, my check always telling you that no matter what life throws at you, remember one important thing. Friendship will always be magic. Bro Hoof, good night. We'll see you on the 30th.
I used to wonder what friendship could be. Until you wondered if magic would be. Big adventure and the fun. Of you who are faithful and strong. Caring kind is an easy feat. And magic makes it all the way down. You know you are my very best
of the crowd.